Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Mike Minzi is our guest. He's with Easton Bank and Trust, president and CEO there. EastonBankandTrust.com, right, Mike?
EastonBankandTrust.com. You've got it.
So check it out, folks. And remember what I've said before. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it probably as long as I draw breath. If you're a small business and you don't have at least a relationship, I would recommend your lead relationship. Banking relationship. If you don't have that relationship with an independent community bank, your business is potentially in jeopardy. And you got to build a relationship with these guys. That means when things, Mike, you've heard me say a long time that that an uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. And so, folks, if there's something wrong, if there's a problem, you got to pick up the phone and call your bank. You make the phone call. There's going to be a phone call made if there's a problem with your cash flow or whatever. There's going to be a phone call made. You make the call. Don't wait for your banker to make the call. That's, Mike, that's how you build a relationship with your banker.
That's exactly right, James.
So, okay, I want to talk about the economy. What are you seeing out there in the economy? What do you see for 2012?
Well, I believe that 12 will be better than 11. For what that's worth, and I'm certainly no macroeconomist, and I'm certainly a national economist, but
right.
My perspective is that we're still suffering from the consequences of the financial meltdown, and that radiates throughout this country and throughout Europe to some
mm-hmm.
extent. And I think we're still healing the wounds of that financial meltdown. But with that said, there's little doubt from my only personal perspective that we need to get through 2012 and the politics of the day and get a new administration, whatever that may be,
right.
Whoever that is. And I really do believe that in 2013 that a Congress and the executive are going to deal with issues because they don't have a choice. And the reason I think they don't have a choice is that we're witnessing today what happens when you don't have a game plan
mm-hmm.
and you're Greece or Italy or France or one of those countries.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the kind of people in the street events that we're seeing in those countries. So I have a great deal of confidence that we're going to deal with our issues, and because we don't have a choice, we have to. And I think there are advocates out there like David Walker and others who have begun to bring some clarity to the public of the importance of paying our debts and being responsible for our debts. And balancing a budget and generating both the cuts and the revenues necessary so that it's balanced,
right.
And dealing with all these dynamics simultaneously.
Well,
so I am very optimistic about 13.
I am too. Here's my take on that. I think regardless of who the president is in 2013, that the economy in the United States will start getting better, measurably better, and here's why. Because I don't think you can hold this $15 trillion economy down to where it is for very long. Americans don't like, this kind of state that we've been in for the last 3 years, this is a European kind of a state. Americans don't like that. American small business owners don't like that. And so here's what I think is going to happen. After the election, regardless of how it turns out, we're going to say, okay, we got a new president, we got a new regime. This is going to be more business friendly, and so they're going to start having some trust in the future, and they're start taking chances, start taking risks. Or if we don't get a new president, we have President Obama for 4 years, people will say, okay, at least we know what we have, we know what we got to work with, but we're not going to let him hold us back 4 more years, and I think they'll start taking some risks. They'll figure out how to work within the system that's there. What do you think? Either way, I'm positive about after 12.
Nope, absolutely. I think that's the case. I think 12 will be a year where we do some healing and some economic healing. because I think many businesses and community banks and others are dealing with the consequences of the financial meltdown. Yep. I think 13 is going to be a great year for the country.
Yep. And also, it'll be a good year to get through some of the bumps in Europe and get those behind us and learn how to deal with that. I mean, we'll have a lot more clarity on Europe after next year, won't we?
Jim, I really do. I think that sadly, Europe is giving us a great education today.
Yeah. Well, actually, and I know it's sad because we got to work through it, but it's a great movie to be able to watch, and it's a cautionary tale for America, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Thanks for 13 great years.
Thank you, James, for all you've done for small business.
Okay, buddy. I'll see you next time. Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. I'll be back, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.